We're going to grant daf mesecht zavoy dessert daf ein gimel gimel off. We're going to test matim against the gemara. Iket amir some say rabba bar rav huna gufe ishte bekin kinshaken. He himself actually drank from it, which tastes tame. It's a wonder. Hecha yishayisa bekanish bekanish konin. How could he drink from such a vessel? He'd love a chibur, and although it's not a connection, she should have been concerned. At first, maybe the nonj will stop first, and then it comes out he will be drinking from the yain nesach. Peshav ben Chanan, Ben Chanan explained, the lame Mary might be kachav. Not told him that he drank with it with a non-Jew. He drank with a Jew. What's the chiddush in that? Why can't you drink with a Jew? You can say the kamashma is coming to teach us the loy mitzvah bezman hazem shum simcha. It's not prohibited because of being too much joy. Lafuke miman da osim mesach l'shabbos is coming to exclude the one that's prohibited in mesach l'shabbos lishtas bekinish kanokin bezman hazem. But perik mamei isha and daf samach bezim bezayin shemaitav l'kol. But they will because it's too joyous of an instrument. That's what's saying that he did drink from it, but nothing related to that he did it with a non-Jew. Next says Master begins the Gemara, yain b'yayin, umayin b'mayin b'mashu. Wine, prohibited wine with permitted wine, and prohibited water with permitted water is from that of a non-Jew is prohibited even minute amount. Pesha ben Tam explained that afka yain nesach mamish. We're talking about specifically yain nesach. Literally, there was actually shnas nesach lavedis kechavim that was poured for idolatry. Who dahavet b'mashu? That's prohibited minute amount. Avastam yainam b'shishim. But in general, they're generic wine which we treat as yain nesach, but that's not the same thing. That's going to be bottle and shishim. Pchei mago ebekechavim. B'mayim, so we're talking about what was touched by non-Jew regarding their waters, is my b'mayim shidush nesnaschul abayz kechavim. We were saying that it was poured for idolatry, literally, because he'd bestam mayim, because it was just general water of a non-Jew, like it is the kavas say katoni yayin. We don't have any actual prohibition of water. We said wine shidush nesnaschul abayz kechavim, that we know that they pour for idolatry. Avastami einim have a b'shishim. But again, but in general, their wine is with 60 afilamin b'mina, even if when it's the same type. Regarding all this in the Torah that we consider that it's going to be with halacha bitl b'shishim. Now, behida gardemim of gechavim. What's with the story? The Kamala with the sefta that says shatipas yain oisegas b'mashu, that a droplet of wine that falls back when he's using. That it's prohibited in a minute amount. Even though there, it's not for sure that it was a libation. You could say the asik that's going like a b'yudah. Then he said b'minoi when the same type. I fell by halafle bottle. Even 1,000 is not nullified. I fell by shari stream. Even by other prohibitions, and therefore that's what it'd be going like. Maria. Additionally, the Rishi says that filim napshach lemi. Even if you want to say the stam yenim b'mashu, that in general, even stam yenim, not only yain nesach, is a minute amount is prohibited. Afalach, even so, have a stam yenim b'zman hazeh b'shishim. But at least in today's times, it's bottle b'shishim. But dafke b'me atunam b'amaram, because that's specifically in the days of the Gemara and the Mishnah shebekim or b'kachavim etim abetz kachavim, that the idol worshippers were very well versed in idolatry. Those shaychan nisuch that it's applicable the actual libation. So they were stringent in general. Their wine, lo istrik kama yain nesach mamish, to make it prohibited as little yain nesach. Chikach lini bitul, that regarding nullification, kishar is turned dummy, it's like all other prohibitions in today's times, ubatl bashishim, and therefore it's nullified in the ratio of 60 kama shari is turned like all other prohibitions. Next, this matter begins the gemach, gyos abdimi, yom rabbinich, when rabbinim came and said in them, rabbinich, and amari yain nesach, machabal sabar. Someone pours yain nesach from a barrel to a cistern, a full of kolium cool, even the entire day, rishon bottle, as the drops come out, they're nullified in the permitted wine. Pirish, in other words, afilu masraba yain nesach lebesayv. Even if you have a majority of yain nesach at the end, kabakam is still. I mean, we say reach the bottle as the first drops come in, they become nullified. So mashmach sounds like we hear the rabbi misaba that he holds kama bottle, like we're saying that as the first drops come, they become nullified. Tamer, it's a wonder because the bucharis perak lekech. The gemara bucharis of chabezim and alfer. Meaning we say lekech tzirma ama aretz. Someone buys brine from ama aretz. Mashik b'mayim. The way what you have to do is you have to kasher it so you let it touch. A pure water, but tarin becomes purified. Either way, if the majority is water, so you have a shaka, which when water connects with kosher water, it becomes nullified and becomes permitted. And if the majority is the brine, so the brine itself is not something that can be kabbal tuma. In other words, it's maya the islay, and therefore the minority of water that there is over there, bottle betzir, who rive. So that's nullified in the brine, which is the majority. Masik Allah, the Gemara comes out. We didn't learn a little ben pitoy, only to dip his bread into this brine. Abulikadera, but for cooking the pot, loy that not. Why? Because then you can run into a different problem. The mutzamin is mina b'ner, because then the one type is going to find the other type, and it's going to reawaken so that the new water is going to find the old water. It's going to make it joining forces. And he doesn't say, what do you mean? What was already bottled is the first chapter already was nullified. Rav Dimi come along, Hashemite's awesome. And Rav Dimi is the one who said that teaching of Aditha. It seems to be contradictory. Rav Dimi, does he hold Kamakama bottle or not? But Kasha, a similar type of question, you have the Rav Yechon and Rav Yechonon, because the Bishmite in our story, Rav Yechon and Rav Yechonon said, Rishon bottle, as it comes in, it's going to be nullified, because this is the name of Rav Yechonon, Ubin Adarm, and the Darm Nabnan Zayn, based on Rav Yechonon, this is Gidul and Shatruma, regarding growth of Truma, Shagal, Badabu, Gidul of Alikare, where it grew, and now the growths are more than the root. Also, it's prohibited for the kohen la'ochel, even for the kohen to eat it. Meaning, because although it was truma and you planted it, but now the growths which are prohibited, mishum tevel, and that's the majority. But let me mean that we don't say mishum mishum bottle, and so what do you mean? As it grows, as it keeps on coming, it's going to be bottle in the ikker. So it seems to contradict Rabbi Yechonon on his own self too. You can say the bishmai nami the kama rishon bottle. The truth is, in our sigur when it says the first as it comes is nullified. Hainu, that is actually ipol is the gear. So shame sham kol kach that it doesn't fall in so much from the ayin nesach ben akol from the ayin nesach between the ol shalei hebet the samach that you don't have in the heter 60 times the amount. Because I'm not for kol kach when the nesach is rugim ben akol. But you're right. If it, let's say falls so much from the ayin nesach in intervals between the ol shame behet the samach the levatli that you don't have 60 of the heter to nullify the iser. You're right. Also, it's going to be forbidden from the matzah ben esmin them in there because although what was bottled was nullified, the new things come and keep on joining forces and they're going to reawaken what it has and it's going to make it all forbidden with the ayin nesach. But Tedesh Shekinu says, you should know that this is the case. The Ilatim Achik is, you don't say this. Let's say a guy was pouring milk in a pot of heter. A little bit in intervals. Ashen Sabachalov Lipsev Kokach. Until that, then there's so much milk. Shoy, but this time like that's giving a taste into the meat pot. Chital Daitre, are you going to entertain Shumutta? It's going to be permitted. Mishum Kamakama bottle because, oh, the milk is bottled in the meat, even though you have tons of taste of milk in the meat. Elevati Lemrina Kamakama bottle. Obviously, we don't say that, oh, what came first is going to be nullified in absolute. Kimishesh Kokach Manis Lipsev because you have so much prohibition at the end. Shun Nice Tamach is giving a flavor. And that's the same thing over here. But then it says, you can say, wait a second, take a second look. It says, given that Samach Ka'amar, Kedah Parisha, since you're saying it's only up until 60, as we just explained. I'm kidding, if that's the case. Machidash was there. So what type of novelty is this Lashmin to let us know? She bottled at Samach that's going to be nullified up until 60. Things are always bottled up until Shishim. We can say is not to us, Lashmin, it's coming to let us know the Avagab, the Ketan Masnin, although the Mishnah teaches Yain Biyain Mimashu, that you're generally in Yain Nesach, that a minute amount of wine will make the whole thing forbidden. That we're telling you that it's not Toma when the Issa falls into the Heter. It's only when the Heter falls into the Issa, because if the Issa is falling into the Heter, then actually it won't be Asa Mimashu or Batal Shishim, it will come bottle. Then it says, "I'm going to say Lepirish Rashi, the Pirish." But according to Rashi, that explains Kamakama bottle. It's absolute. What comes in is going to be nullified. I feel like Embe Samach, even if you're not going to have 60 of Heter opposite the Ayin Nesach, Ha Astrin Mamasnitin, or the Gir says Ha Minim Mamasnitin. We're saying the Mishnah of Ayin Dalam and Aleph Yain Nesach Shenafel Abar Yain Nesach that falls into a cistern, as the Bach adds on the words Kulas Bana. It's all forbidden Bana. When are you going to have that? You can say it's enough of a pamachas. We're talking about falls in one shot, because in one flow. The loyama kama kama butler. Then you don't say that as it comes, the first is nullified. But here, shenafel tiba achatipa. But here, it falls drop after droplet. Mutas permitted mishum to amar because you say kama kama butler as the first comes, it's nullified. Next test master begins the gemara toshma. Speaking of raya, yain be mayim benoisin tam. We said that if wine is in water, it's if it gives the flavor. My love isn't the tumah the knofel chamed isur the gemayi the teira that where the prohibited wine falls into permitted water and still we say that it's going to be forbidden. Don't we say that it's going to be kamakama bottle? But kamar, and that's what we say. Do I mean the kamakama bottle? And you see, we don't say kamakama bottle, and therefore that's a bekash Rabbi Yechon. That's what the Gemara is asking in difficulty Rabbi Yechon. So it says, but then we can say, my kusha, what's the difficulty? I mean, but we said previously, the mean kamakama bottle. We don't say the first drop is enough nullified kimat samach only up till 60. If that's the case, shabakama. Of course, it's saying do isa b'deisa tam. It's prohibitive. It gives a taste. The high new collect a samach. That means there's no 60 because that's what it is. Noisin tam is when it doesn't have a ratio of 60 to 1. V'Hashem says we can say it's the park. This is what the Gemara is asking. My love is netoma the kanafel lagahetero that it's falling the iser to the heter. Umedaha seifim ayir b'isur lagahetero from the fact that the seif is toma with the iser falls into the heter. Reisha namin and the reisha osu diktoni that's teaching is yain b'yain b'mashu that wine and wine is also b'mashu is also ayir b'kaygam that's toma such a case do not fall isur lagahetero that the iser falls into the heter. Ah, v'ktoni b'mashu was saying in my new demand that v'kashla avdim and v'yechonon that says that it should be bottled. The next test master begins the Gemara of Davka Tzitzur Katan, specifically a small flask. The Loi Nafash Amudi doesn't have a big spout. Abu Chavitz did Nafash Amudi Loi, but a barrel that has a large spout, then not. Which Pirishri, he says, the truth of Rabdimi also, Dama that he says, Bukhavis, with a barrel, meaning he is more lenient, but Davka Nakad Chavitz, that's specifically a barrel of a Gigas, which is a larger, the Nafash Amudi, which has a Tvei Mechavis, a larger spout than the barrel, Loi Makama Kama Batli, he also wouldn't say Kama Kama Batli. See, each one is gradations of how far do we say this had to. Next test master begins the Gemara. In the Hetekilo Eina Bechulu, we view the Heter as if it's not here, and therefore we'll say the water will nullify the Yain Nesach. Now, Rabban Asla Aflugi Adi Rav Dimi. Rabban is coming to disagree, although he's talking about a different type of case, he's coming to disagree with Rav Dimi. Dash Minan, that is letting us know that Davka Mayim about Lichamer, that specifically the water is going to nullify the Yain Nesach. But the kosher one will not nullify the Yain Nesach, unlike Rav Dimi's version that it is Kama Kama Batl. Pesach Kod Rashi explains that in the Loch of Grav Dimi, Loch is not a follow Grav Dimi. Shadri Acher Rav Dimi, but Rav Yitzchok Vehechme is more machmer, that it has to be a small flask. But Rav Machmer, Rav is more stringent. He says that at Bechlav, the wine's not going to nullify. But Lay Nira Tamzet says that doesn't seem to be correct Rashi's reasoning. The Adrabah, to the contrary, Hayulon Lipsik, which shall say from Gdibra Mekel, when it comes to Rabbinic law, which is what Yain Nesach is, we should have gone to the more lenient with finding Kerav Dimi, that's our Grav Dimi, to make Lotfei Mekuli, that's mostly from them all. Because Makam Nira the Alacha Keravan, but it does seem that Alacha is like Ravan, but like Kerav Dimi, not like Grav Dimi, but let me tell you the Rashi, not for Rashi's reasonings. Now, Mishon, the Ravan Bar Samchu Tvei, it's just because Ravan is more reliable in Rabbi Yechon's teachings, Kedisa B'Yavam is Paragabal Yavam, to Dav Samach Dalet Amad Beis.